Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Homozeit, Light on the Street.
I was going
to
say Zeit on the Street. Man, that's an old one.
Felt too short.
Oldie but a goodie.
Johnny Davis, shout out to the continued suite of crime-based short show titles. I'm Jack. I believe you are Miles.
I believe so as well.
And here we go. These are some things that are trending. Prince William is trending because he was on one of his Goodwill tours through the Commonwealth, countries in the Caribbean. And there were a lot of protests because he represents a really fucked up institution.
People were like, yo, don't fucking come, either of you. Him and Kate came, right?
Yeah. He proved that you can have your cake and eat it too by both coming and like dancing and do a lot of fun photo opportunities, but also just putting an end to the problem by issuing this statement. I'm not going to do it a British accent, but just imagine this is being delivered by Hugh Grant. Mm-hmm. I want to express my profound sorrow. Slavery was abhorrent and it should never have happened. While the pain runs deep, Jamaica continues to forge its future with determination, courage, and fortitude. The strength and shared sense of purpose of the Jamaican people represented in your flag and motto, celebrate an invincible spirit. That reads like it was generated by an algorithm. But then this was a real kicker for me. Already in our short time here, Kate and I are delighted to have felt what Bob Marley described so many years ago, the spirit of, quote, one love that Jamaica has given to the world, and which makes this country so special. So
I'm so glad that I think it was the prime minister was like, yo, straight up, we're going to break away from the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
It's like, we're off this. You're not going to be able, especially when you are part of the monarchy and you're out here representing it. And all you can be is like, yeah, man, slavery was fucked up, huh? But one love though, just like Bob said, you know, so we good.
It's kind of the fucking energy there. And I hate this invincible spirit shit. This is the same shit that was happening with Ketanji Brown Jackson during the like the hearing too, of this like rather than actually trying to address a situation, like just being like, oh, what an invincible spirit.
Yeah.
You've been completely battered by white supremacy and you're still standing. Wow.
So kudos strong. To you. So strong. Way to go.
And like, that's what I felt like. I think I felt like Cory Booker was probably the, one of the only senators who actually was like, what they're doing to you is trash.
Yeah.
Like, it's clear as day to me what they're doing, what Republicans are doing. And meanwhile, other Democrats just like, just such a spirit. You're so strong. The strength that's shown to deal with being oppressed and still, yet you're here. Oh, the invincible spirit.
Yeah. And it ties into, you know, we've talked before on the show about like studies that have shown that Black men and women get prescribed like less painkillers and
women,
less,
especially.
Like, yeah. Less medication, because I think there is that inherent bias where they're strong, you know?
Yeah, or just endured so much. Oh, my goodness. No, nothing else that needs to be addressed here. Like, you know, like why the economy is like people are still, you look at these former colonies, not many are doing as well as they probably should be. But
right,
I'm sure that's above Prince William's pay grade.
Barry Keoghan, I'm not pronouncing that right. But that is an actor who I didn't know I knew, but he was in the movie. Did you watch The Green Knight?
No.
You got to check that out. That movie.
I know you were
wild.
You were all turned up over Green Knight.
He's real good in that. He's in Dunkirk playing like the kid whose dad like goes on a boat. He's got a real like energy about him. Like, oh, that person's going to get killed in this movie.
Right.
Yeah, he's Irish. I'm speaking in conversation with the chat of the Zoom we're recording on. Super producer Brian said, "Oh, the Irish guy." Yeah, he's Irish. He's also in Killing of Sacred Deer.
Yeah.
So he's been cast. He was cast as to play the Joker. I guess most importantly, we should mention. Sorry. I think this is assumed, but super producer Becca Ramos is pointing out he was in The Eternals, but I mean, we all saw The Eternals. So do I have to even tell people that?
I'm eternally avoiding the MCU.
He is playing the Joker in this new Matt who directed the Batman.
Welcome to Dad's movie review. What is that? Matt Reeves? Matt Reeves, you had it right.
All right, great. He had like one scene where Robert Pattinson meets with the Joker that was deleted. They dropped it today, taking the internet by storm.
God, I see.
It's not a very exciting scene, but it is cool because this person does seem to be a promising actor, and I'm always excited by a new Joker.
There you know go. Me. Rub your mitts.
That's one thing about me. Always excited by a new Joker.
Wow.
Up next, we have a driver's license and state IDs that can show up in your wallet on your iPhone.
Oh no. Is that good?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Could it be, you know, my vaccine passport is. I use it digital. More often in my iPhone wallet than I do the one that's falling to pieces in my leather wallet.
Oh, you walk around with the carbon copy, the full on, the physical, the real article?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I'm always relying on the digitized version. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't even know. I'm like, is that okay? That I really say that curious. I'm like, is it bad that we're getting digital driver's license on our iPhones?
I haven't thought it through. I'm going to go ahead and say no way, because everything technologically that has been introduced over the past 15 years that seemed like a good idea at first has turned out to continue to seem like a good idea. So I think we're good.
What it does is if it's digitized, it's easier to I don't know. Why the fuck am I talking like I'm some information systems person?
Right.
cool. I do like the idea that if I go out, I don't have to bring a fucking wallet. And I'm like, hey, guess what? I'll buy this alcohol, verify my ID, all of that with my phone. Goodbye.
Yeah. All right. Well, I welcome our new digital license
overlords
and state IDs, overlords. It's coming to Arizona. Then we'll roll out in additional states, including Colorado, Hawaii, Mississippi, Ohio, and the territory of Puerto Rico. So it'll be a little while before it gets here, because I'm sure that would be a big rollout for Texas and California.
Rollout.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And speaking of California, as we were before those ads you just heard, California is getting some relief at the pumps. I don't know why I just did that like a local news anchor. Anyways, they're going to give us like debit cards to help with gas prices, I think. And they're going to send $400 debit cards to per registered vehicle, and then also possibly do free public transport to help with the gas crunches. I can't imagine how means tested the Republicans are going to try to make this.
Wait, but this is just in California.
Yeah.
They can't do shit.
True. Okay. I don't know. Seems too good to be true.
They run the fucking board out here. They don't make the best decisions. Right. These Democrats, all the Democrats that are in power in California, but you're not going to get much. I mean, you'll see the influence come out in other ways because there's powerful interest groups that will.
I tell you who will make the best decisions. Rick Caruso.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting fucking hit up by, I just got a text from somebody being like, I'm working with Rick Caruso.
Oh, yeah.
He's all over. This motherfucker is about to be the next mayor.
I saw someone doing signature gathering outside the store yesterday, and they were trying to recall the DA and raise awareness for Rick Caruso. And I was like, my man, he's like, hey, there's this black dude. He's like, hey, do you want to sign up to recall the DA? I said, wait, why? He's like, well, you know, because I don't know if you know about him. I'm like, did you prefer Jackie Lacey as DA? What are you advocating for? And he's like, now look, he's like, I gather the signatures. I'm like, and I get that. And I get that because I did that too. And I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I'm like, but this ain't it. He's like, oh, this ain't it. And I was like, no. And he was like, all right, appreciate that. And I was like, but I get it. It's a fucking job, you know? And like,
yeah, yeah.
That's what it does to you. But there was funny because there was one dude who was signing up and was listening to our exchange and was kind of looking quizzically. And the like, dude was looking at me. He's like,
signature.
No? And I'm like, I don't know what your fucking personal philosophy is. You look like somebody who would be trying to recall the DA, but I don't know, sir. So I'm not going to help you unless you really ask me a direct question.
He was like, do I? And then just ripped his goatee off his face.
How about now?
Anyway, fuck Rick Caruso.
They say there would be no income eligibility threshold. If anything, I remember the first proposals were like, yo, if you got money, then you don't need this.
Right.
You know, like you can weather this. I only saw it for like people above a certain income, like it was the stimulus checks.
So, right.
Yeah.
North Korea is trending. When I turned the car on this morning to take my kids to school, it was just like bomb, bomb, missile, missile, bomb, missile. Then they dropped a missile. Then they dropped a bomb. And my kids were intrigued by NPR, no less.
Right.
But you know, in the like 5 seconds between that and like putting on music on my phone.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's happening?
Well, you know, the world's. Oh,
was that too many bomb bomb missile bombs?
Where's bomb bomb missile bomb? Is Brian? Oh, Brian fell out.
Brian bounced.
All right, I'll just pick it up where he left off. So yeah, I think obviously. The most of the world's attention is on Russia, Ukraine at the moment. And I think that's where North Korea says, you know what? Maybe dust off an old intercontinental ballistic missile test from 2017, because that was the last time they tested one of those. And it seems like they have launched one, testing it again, even though there was like, hey, you better not do that. But I think their whole thing's like, don't worry, my parents are away at this other thing. So
yeah.
We can play with matches in the garage. And that's kind of seems to be what's happening here. Because again,
also, are they auditioning? Like, if World War III does break out, are they like, hey, Putin over here?
Well, people have said there were stories that I don't know how accurate they are, that like that was potentially an alliance that was maybe being explored or something. But you know, I mean, this is just ramping up more tension for the Biden administration and figuring out, oh, okay, you got another, remember that thing also that you're dealing with? So, yeah.
Ramp up that tension and do a sick motorcycle jump off of it. That's what I say.
I think the other thing is too, is like there was this whole thing, you know, where Trump and Kim Jong-un were like, yo, we're trying to figure out how to make this right. And remember Trump was even like, they're no longer a nuclear threat. You know, he tried to basically claim victory over what was happening with North Korea, but they're like, yeah, they're still like, we're having negotiations, there's sanctions. And I think that's the other thing. Analysts are like, yeah, they probably did that to be like, hey, also like the sanctions are fucking this country too. So is there a way to negotiate something here? Just a reminder, we also used to be a thing that the West was fearing.
Right. And finally we got the US men's national team. Yeah. Of soccer.
Yep.
They are.
We'll see, man.
Feeling? Maybe they'll appear in the World Cup.
Hopefully. I think a lot of people who are watching the last World Cup qualification, the U.S. did not make it. I remember that was early on in the show. That was like in the first couple episodes of the show when I was going off about soccer.
Fans call it the crying episode.
Yes.
And we were both just weeping.
Yeah, right. But yeah, they, it looks like, you know, right now they're in second place, like in this qualifying group, and they need to be in the top three to automatically qualify for the World Cup. Canada right now is sitting on top of that group. Wow. Shout out Canada. They're on 25 points. The US and Mexico are tied on 21 points. And then so the US is playing Mexico tonight, and then they play Panama a few days later, and then they play Costa Rica on Wednesday. So if they can, if they can get these wins right and they don't take like a weird L here and there, like, you know, if they lost to Mexico and then, you know, Panama won, or they, and they also lost to Costa Rica or Panama, that could totally mess up the party. But I think most people are like, the pain is very fresh from the last qualification, so they'll probably pull it out. But
is that, you know, like they weren't, and they weren't trying hard enough before, or
they had the coaching was bad. There's just a lot of things going, the setup, the men's national team setup wasn't firing on all cylinders. And but now, you know, I'm looking at the team that's coming up now, and it is more like we're increasingly having more players that have like US nationality, like, but are in like Europe. Or, and just generally the quality of soccer is getting better, but you're starting to see like, oh wow, like now you have people who are like playing really consistently in Europe are now part of the men's national team. So yeah, we'll see where that takes the US men's team.
How about the coach? What is the coach's pedigree? We got Greg Berhalter.
Yeah, I mean, I have no opinion on Greg Berhalter, to be honest. I'm just not as invested in the U.S. men's team. When they lost last time, I was like, you see, this is what's going on. You should have stuck with Jurgen Klinsmann. And now I'm just like, I distance myself further and further.
Was he the coach when, like, did he pick up for the German guy that I've heard of?
No. Bruce Arena.
Okay,
was the guy who came in after, and that's who the coach was when they fucked up qualifying. Yeah,
got it.
Berhalter's like a former.
Well,
player.
I gotta say, I don't like that he's American, and hopefully he can overcome that handicap.
Yeah, well,
because I feel like all the great soccer minds are fucking elsewhere. But we'll see. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine already. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.